Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Vav. We learn a beautiful Mishnah highlighting the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach that took place in the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, the original Exodus from Mitzrayim, and the Pesach Ladoros, the Pesach for the rest of eternity, which the Gemara carries on with over Amud Aleph. One of these differences that's mentioned in the Mishnah among the list is the concept of the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, specifically being eaten b'chipazon. We'll define that term in a moment. Pesach Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach was eaten b'chipazon, as opposed to the Pesach that is Pesach Doros, the Pesach that's for eternity, where this was not the case when it came to the rest of Jewish history. Rashi defines chipazon as b'mihirut, the idea that that it was eaten in a hasty, rushed fashion. The Gemara points us to the Pasuk in Shmos, Perikid Beis, Pasuk Yad Aleph, Akacha tochlu oso mosneichem chagurim aleichem baragleichem. Your shoes have to be on, your belts have to be packed, bags have to be packed, sticks in hand, makalchem b'yadeichem, v'chaltem ato b'chipazon pesach ul Hashem. You're not eating it sitting down, relaxed at a meal with a table set. You got one foot out the door, stuff the food in your mouth, and you got to run out of Mitzrayim. So let's try to unpack this idea of chipazon and its symbolism. The Gemara Brachos and Daf Tesamad Aleph brings machlokas tanaim regarding this chipazon. What forced the situation to be one of a rush nature? So it comes to Gemara and says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon, chipazon de Yisrael. The chipazon was from the Egyptians. Rabbi Kiva savar chipazon de Yisrael. Chipazon is from the Jews. So Cook explains in Inaya that in Pnimius, in the deeper idea, that there's no argument here between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. What they're talking about is two different aspects of Cheirus, two different aspects of freedom. Chipazon de Mitzrayim was the ending of slavery. Chipazon de Mitzrayim was the Mitzrayim. It brought about this inner freedom that all of a sudden we could be in control of our destiny. The Chipazon of Mitzrayim was the realization of the Egyptians that they can no longer enslave Bnei Yisrael. Our country is falling apart and we have to send them out. And that brought about a bitul avdus, that brought about the ending of the slavery and as a result, the Chofesh Pnimi, the inner freedom. Chipazon de Yisrael, says Rabbi Kiva, that's about something that's external. Chofesh Chitzoni, lelechet kom miyut v'lasot gedulot v'nitzurot leitiv ba'olam. We needed this ourselves and recognize our great potential. In other words, the whole idea of what Chipazon de Yisrael is, we had to realize within ourselves. The Shleimus HaGa'ula, the full redemption, is not just about the end to slavery, but also Chipazon de Yisrael, the need for us to shake off the chains and take responsibility and lead the world. And this brings us to the opening words of Reb Tzadok HaKohen in Tzirkat Tzadik. He says, Reishis Knisas HaAdam, if it's on the national level, we can talk about it on the individual level as well. When a person wants to go and become and grow in Avodas Hashem, a person wants to get connected to Hashem and grow as a Jew, Tzarich Lios B'Chipazon, has to do it in a fashion of quickness, of hastiness, of feeling the urgency of the opportunity to grow. Kamosha Batsin and Pesach Mitzrayim, a Yid wants to grow, they have to do it with haste. Sometimes you have to go to a little bit of an extreme. If you want to make a jump, you have to make that decision sometimes in a split second. And he says you have to jump, or you have to run away from the lust, from the desires of this world. Shehu Mekushar Behem Tzarech Lishmoa. So when a person has that inspirational moment, you have to grab onto it. Ratzon Hashem, the lachpos aloso rega. You have to jump and you have to go with it. You have to run with it. Achar kach yelat b'metinus kedin Pesach Doros. And then you have to have the Pesach Doros approach, which is to go with patience and to work hard at it. So it's really, the Reb Tzadok is saying there's two sides to it. There's no quick fixes in Judaism. We need to put in the daily effort. That's Pesach Doros. But never miss the opportunities of the chipazon when they come around, of those moments of inspiration. They can catapult us to the next level in Avodas Hashem. So let's finish with an incredible insight from the Maharal. Maharal writes in Gvuras Hashem, which is a sefer on Pesach, and he notes that Purim and Pesach are literal opposites in how the redemption unfolded. By Pesach, it was b'chipazon. It was this rush fashion. You packed bags out the door, stuff that Korban meat in your mouth. By Purim, it was a slow buildup, like the Yerushalmi and Yoma says, the Tanaim were standing on the Har Arbel, watching the sunrise, and one said to the other, this is the Geula, this is Kachi Geulas in Yisrael. It was slowly, then boom, the sun comes out, compared to the Purim story. That's what on this. Maral explains that when it was time for the Geula, Hashem can kivyachol, he can hit the switch in vanafochon, all can change in just in a moment. Final result is the sun shines in the sky. So how we get there is Hashem's decision. Pesach, Purim, Yid should try to live in that way. Therefore, the mentality of Pesach Doros, to have that mentality, play the long game. We have to work hard, we have to put in the effort, but also Pesach Mitzrayim, to build off the great moments of inspiration in our lives.